You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are you seeking comfort and encouragement at this hour? Stay tuned. Your gracious God in Christ offers everlasting comfort.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father of mercies and God of all comfort, extend thy healing hand to the sick, the bereaved, and those suffering personal and family problems or any other affliction. Through the comforting power of thy Son, draw these weary individuals to the sin-cleansing and life-giving crucifixion wounds of the Savior. Anchor all anxious souls in the glorious resurrection of the blessed Redeemer. And grant unto all who turn to thee for salvation the certainty of life everlasting in thy mansions of eternal splendor. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. A brilliant and eye-catching picture was painted on the front of a T-shirt being sold at a Midwestern resort. The slogan boldly proclaimed this announcement: "Don't worry, God is not finished with me yet." Lightning was striking the helpless individual depicted on the shirt. He was shown in the midst of smoke and hellfire. The scourging scene implied that when God deals with people, he is like an erupting volcano, spewing out uncontrolled anger, wrath, fear, fire, and judgment. Today, however, you be the judge. As a listener to this message, do you think that simplistic, bumper sticker type of religious slogans, which erroneously caricature God as a vicious ogre, honestly fit the revelation that God has made of himself in his holy word? In the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." Now you and I know that if T-shirts and bumper stickers are sensational, they will indeed sell better. However, those with religious slogans are frequently misleading. They often deny the merciful message of God spoken by the psalmist, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him." The bankrupt, the guilt-ridden parents of homes broken by the terrible sin of divorce, and confused teenagers do not need to be plunged by trite public expressions to a greater depth in the hell of despair. Instead, let all broken hearts and let all burdened consciences and let all those confused by the tyranny of sin at this hour be uplifted. May their lives touched by the mercy of God in Christ Jesus and their conscience unburdened by the Redeemer's cleansing blood be healed and be given a new lease on life. This is what God wants. Our God is a God of patience and mercy. He is not a God of tyranny. He does not want any to perish in their sin. Oh, man may revel in trying to portray God as a bad guy, a heartless old man, ready to grab and torture the unsuspecting. The living God of all nations, however, is beautifully and properly described when our anxious ears hear those gracious gospel words of the Bible, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." As you face your frustrations and as you ponder your vexing personal or family problems, never consider yourself as one arbitrarily singled out by fate for difficulty and destined to suffer in bitterness and isolation. Problems, afflictions, and even despair can be used by the devil in his wicked efforts to get people all over the world and in every social standing to give up and to join him in the misery pit of hell. Abraham Lincoln, perhaps the greatest president of the United States, experienced grave problems in his personal life. And at times, these difficulties were so severe that Lincoln feared he was going insane. In fact, at one point, even his friends worried that he would commit suicide. In our text for today, St. Paul was writing his loving pastoral letter to the struggling Christians living in the licentious city of Corinth. Paul had experienced tremendous pressures in his own life. In fact, so grave had been the Satan-inspired afflictions that the great missionary and apostle confessed to his suffering friends, "We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us. We were burdened excessively, beyond our strength. We despaired," he said, "even of life itself." Oh, St. Paul was open and honest, though. He wanted his afflicted friends to know that he understood, from his own first-hand experience, what suffering and intense affliction was all about. And St. Paul does not go into detail. He did not do like some so often do today. These are 20th century self-centered and chronic complainers. They refuse to see any hope. They are eternal pessimists. Their entire lives center around their problems, and if they are not complaining, they feel there is something missing. They tell and retell their tales of misery so often that even their best friends are turned off. They fail to realize that many who truly suffer in this world seldom, if ever, speak of it. God-fearing pastors can cite numerous parishioners who suffer day after day. In silence, these Spirit-filled saints of God bear their burdens, and they believe with St. Paul that it is a privilege to suffer for Christ. Imagine privilege to suffer. How ridiculous it sounds to the 20th century mind bent on selfish fulfillment. But St. Paul continues by saying, "For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ." This abundant comfort is available to all, regardless of race or economic background. If you are now restricted to spending your last days confined to a hospital bed, rest your weary self on the divine promise that there is abundant comfort for you in the Savior's loving arms. Or you may be healthy at this hour, and yet these next 10 or 15 years may be the sunset of your earthly existence. Don't be upset. Let God's transforming Spirit prepare your weary body and anxious soul for the magnificent joy of entering the eternal city, the New Jerusalem, a city not made with human hands, a city of everlasting splendor, eternal in the heavens. And as you continue your earthly pilgrimage, be fully comforted and at peace. Trust the sin-cleansing and conscience-healing wounds of the crucified and resurrected Christ. In his death, your sins were paid for. Remember, Jesus announced your salvation publicly by crying in victory from the cross, "It is finished." Your Savior is waiting and ready to welcome you home. Don't deny your Savior's gracious offer. Turn to him and follow him through the very gates of paradise. Yes, Jesus shall wipe away every tear from your eyes. There shall be no longer any death. There shall be no longer any mourning or crying or pain. The first things will have passed away. And he who sits in majesty on that glorious heavenly throne will say to you, "Behold, I am making all things new." Oh, this is the great news for all who fear and love God, to all who turn away from their own righteous efforts and lean only on the righteousness of Christ. To these blessed and redeemed will be spoken, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. enter into the kingdom prepared for you. But for those who believe that their own lives are good enough to get them to heaven, and to those who feel no need for the atoning salvation merits of Jesus, to these self-trusting individuals, the Bible speaks bluntly thus: their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The judgment of the damned is a terrible thing to contemplate. For you, however, it is unnecessary to live in the fear of the final day of judgment. The Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort is calling you to be free from the condemnation of your sins. In His Son, the Father of mercies offers you the blessed assurance of total forgiveness and the power to live a life filled with peace and anchored in hope. God is demonstrating His own love toward you, the Bible states, in that while you were a sinner, Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. His innocent death on the rugged Roman cross was accepted by God the Father as a full payment for all your mistakes, all your failures, and all your sins. This is the primary reason why you and I, along with St. Paul, can speak enthusiastically about God not as a God of tyranny, but as a Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. With this blessed assurance, my friends, you will no longer want to waste time trying to determine the cause of your problems. An example from the Bible is also helpful. A man, blind from birth, pitiful in his helpless condition, languished with other hopeless handicapped in the streets of Jerusalem. One day, the Bible states, Jesus passed by. His dedicated disciples were with him. The law-oriented religious leaders of that day zealously taught that all diseases could be traced in some way or another to some particular sin. And so the disciples naturally asked Jesus, who sinned, this blind man or his parents, that he should be born blind? As usual, Jesus' response was swift and unexpected. It did not fit current religious thinking, however. Jesus said, it was neither that this blind man had sinned or his parents, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed in him. In this seemingly worthless, sightless wretch, the glory of God was powerfully portrayed. Jesus used someone who thought he was nothing to powerfully advance the kingdom of God. Jesus spit on the ground. He made clay of the spittle. He graciously applied the clay to the blind man's eyes. And then Jesus commanded the blind man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And then the Bible says the blind man went away and washed and came back seeing. Indeed, Jesus did not say that this man never sinned. Most detractors want to use this blind man's afflictions to place blame. But Jesus, however, turned his affliction around and used it to give glory to God. In the same way, in your present hour of worry, family problems, or despair, God wants to use your afflictions for His glory. The Father of all mercy and the God of all comfort desires to drive fear and despair forever from your heart. In so doing, in the midst of your strife and turmoil, those who then see your God-given perseverance and notice joy in the midst of problems will give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And they will indeed see from whence your help comes. But that's not all. With His life-giving Spirit, God will enable you to take part in the life-fulfilling joy of comforting others, even as you yourself have been comforted. In our text for today, St. Paul states, God comforts us in our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Oh, say yesterday to God's call of grace, rest in the arms of the beautiful Savior, and let His crucifixion wounds cleanse you from sin. Live a new life of joy, for if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In this Spirit-filled life, say no to the temptation to complain, and instead rejoice in suffering. Busy yourself by comforting others in their afflictions. Comfort them with the same comfort in Christ which God, your loving Father, has used to comfort you. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, send your Holy Spirit of comfort to all who are listening today. Dispel all clouds of discouragement in their life. Remove all obstacles of worry, and then in this vacuum, plant securely a Christ-centered faith. Cause this tree of faith to grow and to produce fruits in abundance. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen.
Been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.